I read an article by, it was actually by somebody that's here on Freedom First Network, Rachel Alexander. She wrote, I believe it was in Town Hall, where she was basically equating the Democrats and the left to the Taliban and talking about that comparison
Right.
between the two. And it's really interesting when you begin to look at those, it's a very rigid ideology in both. And if you stray from their ideology and their belief system, they will take you out. They will do whatever they can. No longer is the Democrat Party the party of tolerance, which is what they've been claiming for the longest time. It's you're with us or you're against us. It's a and that to me has no place in America.
You're telling me this?
Yeah.
Are you explaining this to me? That if you leave the Democratic Party, they'll make you pay for it? Is
You have no idea. You have no idea what that's like,
No,
right?
thank you for telling me that. I'll look
Yeah.
into that. I'd never heard that before. I'm
Yeah.
familiar with the concept. Very, very, very much so. I'm familiar with the concept of if you leave the party, if you speak out against it, you become enemy number one. It's a very, very serious problem. It's extremely destructive. I know it's been extremely destructive to my life. I hope someday we have a Republican Party that has the energy that allows us to have an equal and opposite reaction when things like this happen. Because I can tell you, one of the most kind of spiritually and mentally in every conceivable way destructive things to me has been the knowledge and realization and ultimately the acceptance the last couple of years that when you're in trouble, don't count on the Republican Party to have your back. Don't believe that you have a safety net. Don't believe that anyone's going to throw you a life preserver. No matter how much work you've done to support this party, to support the former president, to support the American voter. I mean, when the Democrats come after you, you're on your own. And I'll tell you, it's a really, really it's a very scary message. I think that's because I say oftentimes we teach them by how we behave and how we react to situations. And what they saw in the way that they treated me and what they were able to get away with without any pushback from just about anybody is, I mean, imagine you can do that to me. People know who I am. People know my name. If you follow politics, people know. Imagine somebody who's not known. I mean, imagine somebody who's a relatively anonymous American citizen that the Democrat Party decides they want to destroy and take their life down, just like the majority of J6ers who are unknown people. I mean, the American public doesn't even have any idea the amount of suffering that has taken place across this country. And it's not just people. I know there are people out there that, again, oh, we'll play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Okay, fine. Even if that's your mentality, then what about the spouses of people who have been in prison for 2 years? What about the people who depended on a single income that they haven't had income for 2 years? What about the children of a lot of January 6 defendants? These little kids are going to school 2 years later and still getting bullied and teased and tormented and told that they're the kids of insurrectionists and that their parents tried to overthrow the government. And, I mean, this. They have no boundaries when they make a decision that they want to destroy someone or destroy the people around them or destroy their children or destroy their spouses or destroy their business or their relatives. They've come after my parents. They've come after my relatives. They've come after my friends. So it's not just like, watch your step or you're going to get it. It's like everyone around you is going to get it too. And they seem to have absolutely no qualms about destroying not only the people that they consider to be public enemy number one, but anyone within proximity of that person as well.
Yeah, and it seems to me that the way to actually begin to take away their power and their hold over us in that sense, obviously there's the governmental aspect, which is a really difficult, aspect to deal with, because we got to deal with bureaucracy, we got to deal with the people that are in DC, that we elect, that they actually pass legislation, they actually deal with it. Like, there's a whole big thing on that standpoint. But then there's also the cultural standpoint. And th this is the thing that I really wanted to, hone in on, right here at the tail end of the show as well, is, like I said earlier, it's gonna come down to one side's gonna have to defeat the other side. And it's going to come down to ideology. It's going to come down to which side can convince more people than the other side in order that our belief system, our worldview is correct, and that we have these particular American principles that allows for tolerance, allows for free speech, where we may disagree with each other, but we're going to recognize each other's humanity, and we're going to recognize each other's, you know, that we have the right to disagree, and we're not going to hate each other for it. But the thing that we've really got to figure out is, how do we open up people's minds? And I know this is exactly everything you're doing with Walkaway, but yeah, how do we open up people's minds that are that rigid, that are that hateful, that are buying into this so much that they think that it's okay to absolutely hate anybody who disagrees with them politically? I feel like if we're going to actually win this battle, and again, allegorically, anybody taking this out of context, we're not talking about an actual battle. It's allegorical, metaphorical. But how do we do this when they utterly hate us?
Yeah. Well, first of all, a moment ago, I was not texting. I was actually retweeting this interview out again. I was just refreshing. So if you're like, why is he on his phone? My answer to that question is this. When I started Walkaway in 2018, I created a testimonial campaign, allowing a space for people to come together and build a community where they could tell their stories about why they were feeling pushed away from the political left or had done their own homework and their own research and their own, gone on their own journey of information. And that journey had led them to feel like they could no longer support the Democratic Party. And so we provided a place for people to come together, to support each other, to appreciate each other, no matter where we fall on the political spectrum. This was never a Republican movement or a pro-Trump movement. It was really just a movement of people to come together and support each other and appreciate each other. And we don't really care if you're an independent or a libertarian or a Republican, or if you do or don't support Trump. It's not important. That was taken away by Facebook in January of 2021. They banned the Walkaway campaign, which was the most peaceful, the most civil, the most unified, the most loving political movement, I think, in American history. But I've been working very, 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 very hard for the last year and a half plus, developing my own social platform, Walkaway Social, which we're going to be launching literally. I have a target date for next month. So I just want to kind of dot a few more I's and cross a few more T's before I officially announce. But this platform is going to allow people to once again join this community, build a profile, and then join different groups like our testimonial group or their state group or various discussion groups, and once again be able to tell their stories and find that community again. And it may not sound like a huge or aggressive step, but it's actually incredibly potent and powerful and meaningful to just allow a space where people can say, you know what, this has gone too far. This is not for me anymore. And I might have just continued to go along with the flow, but I don't have to go along with the flow anymore, because there's this movement, there's this community of people that I can join so that I don't have to keep supporting this crap that doesn't feel American to me. It doesn't feel right to me anymore. It doesn't feel human. It doesn't feel compassionate. It doesn't feel kind. It doesn't feel forgiving. It doesn't feel loving. It doesn't feel okay. The Democratic Party does not feel okay to me anymore. And so we're allowing people to come and be a part of this and educate themselves and gain more information. And as I think this movement relaunches and it continues to grow, and it continues to grow as time goes on, what's ultimately going to be going to happen is that the Democrats are only going to be left with their most fringe, most extreme, most unhinged base, portion of their base. And at a certain point, they're going to have to, I mean, their party is just going to become more extreme and more fringe and more unhinged. And they're going to have to ask themselves, is it time for reformation? Is it time for us to change? Or is this how we're going to go down? Are we just going to go down as the party of Antifa, as the party of unhinged Black Lives Matter rioters? You know, or are we going to change and start listening to the American people, because this is not what people want?